Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Today we have witnessed a cloud of witnesses. Beth, grandparents, parents are God-given witnesses to us. Throughout every generation, God used witnesses to encourage our faith, to help us overcome difficulties and face difficulties. In the previous chapter of Hebrews, God used people like Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David to encourage us as witness. And today, God used us. The Hebrew writer here wants us to think of our Christian life as a race. It's a race not in competition with one another, but it's a race that we want to finish towards the end. There's an end goal. So if we do that, the Bible talks about first, we have to be focused. We have to know that God placed a race marked for us. To Beth's parents, their life was marked for a difficult time to plant seeds in China in difficult time. But in our time, we have all the luxury, we have the technologies, but our society is also very anti-Christian now. It's very secular. So we also have a role to run this race that God marked for us. And in order to do that, we have to be disciplined. The scripture says we have to cast off burdens. We have to get rid of sins that entangle. So if we know that this our life is like running a race with an end goal in mind, then we have to train ourselves to be disciplined. And finally, the scripture invites us to have our life focused on Jesus, who is the trailblazer, who have already run the path for us. He have already finished the race, and he's asking all of us to join him in this race, and so that we can also be cloud of witness to the generation following us. So may God use all of us, help us to realize that our life is with a purpose, is marked out of race, and help us to live our life with discipline and help us to focus in our Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the cloud of witnesses that you place before us, both in the Bible, characters in the Bible, and also characters in modern times. We thank you for the sharing of Dr. Beth and her ancestors' stories. May it inspire us to be also run our life in such a way that we would finish well in our life, that we can also bless others and motivate others and be cloud of witnesses till the day of your second coming. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.